Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're wild. You guys that hung in here, this one is a record breaker. It's taken us 9 minutes to get through. Mercury retrograde, backwards, can you name it? Have you got it? What's going on? We love it. We're here. It's Friday night. All of you guys in the host room, yes, we're here. Yes, we're wild, and yes, it's fun. I know there's a lot of you looking into the future of what's going on, and we're going to do that for you tonight. When I say we've got a phenomenal hostess here tonight. I know that a lot of you have called in and said, Jethro, you always bring in these wild people. Where do you find them? This friend we found through a beautiful friend here in Tampa, Florida. Our friend Joanne here, the sweetheart, very good healer, very beautiful individual, just all around good Virgo. And she brought us a friend who is not only a holistic health practitioner, she began her journey in the early teens learning about crystals. She graduated and obtained an LMP in Florida, then returned to Ohio, where she graduated and obtained her ESTI license. She has continued to study the alternative modalities. She is a pranic healer, practitioner, I hope I said that right, specialized in emotional and mental health well-being, plus weight loss, body sculpting, and facelift. She's a Reiki master teacher. She's fun. She's cool. She's great. We love her. She also works with aromatherapy, meditation, and crystals. She's an intuitive who does readings using angel cards. We love her. She came to us from Ohio and is here in Florida now. And one of the special people here at Blue Moon Treasures, for those of you who are in here in Florida and like to come by Dale Mabry and get a reading or use the phone, we have 813-878-0000, easy number to remember, and you can contact us and get that reading by Kimberly Hite. Kimberly, I know they're going wild for you. How are you tonight, Kimberly? And they grabbed the phone. They're letting her, Kimberly, you're in. How are you, Kimberly?
Good. So sorry. The number I had did not like me.
No, the whole computer's going, Mercury. It's all right, Kimberly. We're just so glad to have you here on Psychics Gone Wild. We have a lot of fans here and people on Facebook and friends throughout the country writing in. And Kimberly, I had someone tease me already. They're going, Jethro, you two are having the longest minutes. What is the longest contest? And now you, Kimberly Hite, are the sole winner of the longest to get this show on the air, 9 minutes and 16 seconds.
Well, my phone says 9:11, so I, you know, maybe it was 11 minutes for me.
It was really intense, and I tease everybody.
Alicia?
Yeah, we're here. No, we're still. You like it? Go ahead. This is really
mostly. I started to say that I like the number 11. It's double digits. So that's a good sign for tonight. Good energy.
Very good. High priestess number. Twins coming together, working that energy of that female side of the sensitivity. Very good numbers. Those of you with the angels that are calling in tonight, Kimberly, talk to us a little bit now. You're an angel card practitioner, so you obviously believe in angels. Tell us a little bit about what kind of angels. Are we talking Cupids? Are we talking big angels, little angels?
Oh, no. Archangel Michael, he's my dude. I call on him daily. He's the one I call on, you know, for just about everything. And I realize that the different angels have different jobs, but because I feel so passionate about Michael, I let him fulfill all of those jobs for me. But I do call on Raphael for healing. I also call on Ariel a lot because I love animals and small children. So I kind of, like I said, I call on Michael a lot, but I do realize that the other angels, they're waiting for me to call on them too. So they're never too busy to help out. Who's your favorite angel?
You're telling me that you're calling these angels up, and these angels are coming and helping you. So we've got callers asking for things here. You're going to be able to send these angels through the phone to help these other people that are needing this help, Kimberly?
Absolutely. Angels don't know anything about time or distance.
We got it.
We as humans. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I think we as humans feel that, who am I to call on an angel? You know, they're busy or there's more important problems. But the angels don't look at it that way. They love all of us, and they're standing and they're waiting for us to just ask for help. It's as simple as that, just asking. I need your help. And they come.
Love it.
They love
to
help
us. We've got a couple of emails here, and we're going to take a couple calls. Go to www.psychesgonewild.com for those of you tuning in. You'll find Kim's information. We're going to have Kim tell you that again over the air here for all of you, her website and how to get a hold of her. Hang on a little bit and just go to the www.psychesgonewild.com. Send me your information. I'll print it out here for her, and that way she can contact you for those of you interested in having that full reading. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're here to have some fun. I want to tease some of you guys that are going, Blue Moon Treasures, Jethro, what kind of name is that? That sounds like a bar down on Chicago Drive. I've had a lot of things in my life, but when I see Blue Moon Treasures, I think of tequila. Max, they're out of the bar. You always think in the bar. Every time you call me, you're telling me something about a bar. It's not about the bar. It's just a holistic place here in Tampa, Florida, where we help heal people, work with people, giving spiritual readings, working with that metaphysical part of life.
All right.
So I'm sorry, Max, you're the bar. We got Julia Reitman. Ask Kimberly this question. Why is it that my aunt always has these angels in her house and the woman's not very angelic? I think she uses them to hide behind. Is it possible that people will say they're an angel lover when actually they may be using something that's a little spooky?
I think that if she says that they're angels, because a lot of times people will call on angels. I know that I call on my angels to protect me and so that people can't come into my home who have what I call negative energy or not good mojo. So I'll call on my angels and put them around my home and in my home so that I feel protected and that my children and my husband are protected. And then when you walk in the door, you're also protected. So if you bring in something negative, it's not welcome because my angels are already there taking care of it.
I love that, and I do agree. You know what you just said there, that this is those of you tuning in, this is a serious topic. This is a cereal topic, so bring your milk and let's have breakfast. We're having a lot of crazy mercury work of a lot.
This mercury's been awesome. Well, and I'm going on 4 hours of sleep, Jethro.
Oh, my goodness. You're doing phenomenal. We've got this cycle here, and those of us tuning in to Psychic Gone Wild, tune in at 773-897-6461 number. Get that reading from us today. Having a lot of you that have called in, our work and our name that we're talking about for topic on Psychic Gone Wild is passion. Now, I know a lot of you have the passion of angels. Would it be fair to say, Kimberly, that you made this a passion? This is not an easy subject. There's a lot of different speculation in this area.
Yeah, I think so, because there's, some angels, they were considered saints, so are they really angels? And my philosophy behind working with angels is that because I intend that that's what my angels do, that that's what my angels do, so I make it positive. I think that, I don't really want to get on the whole religious subject, but sometimes I know when I talk about angels, I've had family members who don't get it because it doesn't go along with the church. But I feel that the angels are here to protect us just like God is here to protect us. I think we're all connected. So I'm definitely passionate about sharing the angels and what they can do for you, because sometimes people don't feel comfortable talking to God or to Jesus, and so they can call on their angels because they feel more like, I guess, they're easier to reach. Would you agree with that, Jethro?
Oh, I very much. And those of you tuned in for This is Psychic Jethro and Kimberly Hyde here going wild on Psychic's Gone Wild. For those of you that are on iTunes, make sure that you go to our site there and you can download it, listen to it later. We are having a little trouble. I agree that that's the easiest way with an individual who's dealing with this to deal with the angels. When all else fails and you've had everything going there, I have individuals who don't believe in a lot of the different real higher religions who also still believe in angels and have had work done with it. Pennies from heaven, haven't you heard? How many times do you know that an angel may bring something into your life? All of a sudden, you've got this magical time and you're seeing rainbows, sensing things. You're kind of at a point in your life, things start to happen. You've been kissed by an angel. All of these things have been proven time and time again. The excellent part, and I love what Kim brought up earlier, and this is so exciting to those of you that are out there having a tough situation, is they're the one to call when you have this. How many of you guys have a friend right now that if you were to call and tell them what's really going on in your life, they'd hang up and go screaming down the wall? You can't have that energy. That's where the angels kick in. You were talking about Michael. We've got people going, I love this woman. Jethro, I'm over here in Cincinnati, and I like the way Kim talks. Me and my husband are sitting here, and he makes me laugh because he goes, I'm afraid of this one. He goes, she's got some energy. If she can make the radio hold on for 9 minutes, what's she going to do with somebody that's having some problems? That's why you probably get a hold of Kimberly. This is true with angel readers. You're not talking about girls with 5 foot little babies coming in going, we're going to take you on and don't mess with me because my brother's big. We're talking about 10 foot, 12 foot, gigantic energy that's working with you to make sure that it's handled. You know, those of you listening, when we're talking about St. Michael, he didn't, you know, do the energy to just dance around. He went in and grabbed Lucifer, put his down, threw him out to get you bung down the road, minute, kept it, and got his game on. So all of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Going Wild. I hope you're having a good time. We've got a lot of them writing. It's nice to see you, Julianne. She's writing and say, Jethro, it's good to hear you back. You're still wild and crazy. I hope they didn't take your pizza. Nobody got my pizza, girl. Nobody messed with my pizza. So what we're going to have is we're going. Kimberly, welcome to our wonderful show.
You I won't touch your pizza either.
A lot of paperwork. You have a lot of paperwork behind you now. Now, tell me a little bit about this. I mean, you went down this, you know, you joke about you're being Jill of all trades here. Talk a little bit about this path. You decided to help people. You started getting into aromatherapies. Tell a little bit about how you
well,
on this path. I'm a little bit familiar with Pinelia.
Teenager, I love rocks, crystals. And I picked them because of whatever color they were, and I thought they were pretty, not knowing at the time that they had meaning behind them. And so I've always had crystals around me. And then I kind of, you know, you get off the path, but I always seem to be brought back to it because I'm open to it. I ask my angels to say, you know, I'm not following my path. Please help me and direct me get back on it. So I studied Reiki. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I'm a massage therapist. I'm an esthetician. and that was another long story. We'll go into a different day. But so I've done all these different things. I've studied pranic healing, and I finally have come to the point where I have this gift, and I can't always explain what it is that I'm doing, but I'm so passionate about helping other people that I just know it's right, and this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And you mentioned passion earlier and angels coming in and guiding you. I just drove 19 hours to Florida following my passion, not knowing exactly what it is that I'm going to be doing, but knowing that this is what the angels wanted for me and just having complete and total faith that this is going to be something huge for me and for Jethro and for Psychic Gone Wild and Blue Moon Treasure. This is where I'm meant to be, and this is where my angels guided me.
We love you.
I feel very, very blessed.
Oh, we're blessed. We're having a blast. Love you, tune in. We're down at Blue Moon Treasures. Come by, 114 North Dale Mabry, or get a hold of us at 813-878-0000. Do we have questions? You betcha. You can call anytime. Psychic Ryan's there. We've got a couple of other other people that have been on the radio show, and we're going to be bringing in some new people. So definitely you guys want to tune in. You know, Kimberly Hyde's here with me tonight. They're asking to let you know, oh, my gosh, it's Bette Miller's back. She's in tour. I love you guys, but I'm not in Los Angeles anymore. I'm over here in Tampa. Don't be rubbing things into me. That makes me cranky. They're telling me that they're doing it. Jethro, you and Kim need to fly to L.A. We're waiting for you here. You could come and read on Orange Grove again like you did, and I love your marshmallow sandwiches with chocolate. I mean, if I go out there and we're going to listen to Bette Miller, we're going to be eating a little bit more classier than marshmallow sandwiches. So, yes, we can do that for you. Definitely, we, you know, and that's the thing. If you want psychic judges, get with me. I do parties. I do events. I do them affordable. I do go to people's places and do them. I do suggest that we do a couple of days because you guys know I like to talk. I like to be silly. We just recently, those for you know, I'll be in Arlington, Virginia, for those who are writing. I'll be up there in Washington, D.C. area June 10th through the 15th, and it's going to be very busy. So get your tickets. Get in now. I got to tease some of you guys. We are meeting by the fountain, which means a little bit better deal for you. I can cut that office rate off of your readings. You guys pay a little more than everybody else because of the economy. Well, we got tired of that, and we threw them out the window. Well, I'm not kidding. We just threw their bill out the window. So now we've got that deal and that discount. So get a hold of me, Psychic Jethro, jethrosmith.net. Tell them where they can get a hold of you, and then we're going to grab the phone and do a few readings. But where can they catch you, Kim? They want to catch you on the website. What's that website to get Kimberly Hite reading?
It's KimberlyJoeHite.com is where they can find my website. And then my phone number is, I'm not changing it from Ohio yet, but it's 740-258-1319. Again, that's KimberlyJoeHite.com. And the last name is spelled H-I-T-E, and I'm only 5'4", so don't hold it against me. You know, height. I don't match the last name, but... And then you can reach me at 740-258-1319.
Love it. All you guys tuning in, this is Jethro and Kimberly just being wild like we are. We do have a little bit of technical, so I know a lot of you are calling in. We've got a lot of phones. Part of it is we're very busy tonight. I want to apologize because we're grateful we have such a large audience. No, Martin, you're not going to get us to come to Texas and do a dance for you. You're disgusting, and I don't know what you're talking about. Martin Elkins wrote me over here from Dallas, and we had an old friend who used to know me and Ryan. Ryan said to tell you that you need to come back over, and now that you've gotten a little bigger and had some kids, maybe you're ready to dance. I don't know what he's talking about, but it sounds real funky because he's talking about with cantaloupe. So we got to let Ryan know that there's somebody wanting Ryan to dance with some kind of melon thing going on. That's a little spooky, and I think we should get some help for you. We love everybody. This is Jethro and Kimberly. Just being a little while. We got some other friends writing in. Jethro, don't change. I don't care what anybody says. I listen to other radio shows. They're boring. Yeah, you talk fast, but I always can listen back in. This is Markham over here, and I had a reading in Washington, D.C. with you. You were right on. My cousin still is freaked out. She said, there's something about you. You're not human. I told her it's the skill. She thinks that maybe you had as a baby a little electricity in the baby pen. You never know. They always call me a live wire. You tell her she's psychic. They always tease me that I was a live wire. I can guarantee you, I don't do anything slow. Me and Tina Turner, we do it fast and we do it hard. 919, you're on fine and you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 919?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you that you stayed. You got in, honey, with all that crazy mercury. We were trying every number. I was running out. I was doing songs, EGBGF, Everybody Does Know What. Let me in my own show. This is Jethro, and you are?
This is Terry.
Hi,
hey,
Terry.
You're welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
We've got a question for our wild, wonderful Kimberly that we can help you. We'll get you a reading here and get you rocking and rolling.
All right. Thank you. I was wanting to try to get some information on the job search.
Job search.
Yep.
I feel that the angels tell me that you know somebody that's going to know somebody. Like they have the connection for you. It's going to be more of a word of mouth.
Mm.
It's not always what you know, but who you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Have you been networking with some friends and or telling them that you're in a search and... Someone's gonna come along and they're gonna know somebody. It's like more like a referral.
Right. I'm just not sure who that would be because I think I've tapped everybody out by now.
It feels like a male energy. Do you get that it's male, Jethro?
I do feel it is, and I feel like that they're telling me that they're working and the work is happening for you, and I feel that it is. I also am being told that part of what we're getting is it's someone that you've spoken to that you've made a friend of with this work and you didn't realize it. I think that's what we're getting. I feel you're a little modest with the fact that you feel like people kind of know you, or I feel people do remember you a little more, and that's what I'm getting. I feel like it was a male that she maybe met on this path that you've asked, and then I feel they kept you in mind for something that's coming up is what I'm feeling.
I feel like the angels are, they're pulling strings for you.
Yes, yes.
It's left and wings and full of strength.
You know, that one of the really positive things to do, and, you know, people joke about this, to change their energy in a little bit of it, is it's a little smelly, and I'm not telling you you're going to be, you know, really crazy because you're going to smell like a pickle, but they're telling you you need to put a little bit of vinegar, just a little bit, and do a little bit of a rinse in the shower, rinse it all through, and then let it air dry and sun dry a little bit, and then go back in and do your normal shower, and the vinegar will change the energy. I feel like you worked at a place where you did something there, and there was a lot of odd mana chia, and that vinegar will break that off, and so that you can get back. I feel like what's happened is people there were putting a lot of odd energy around, and you got hit with a lot of their bad mana chia.
Oh, okay, I'll try that.
It worked. I worked years in different food services. I was manager at the university, some places that were real cranky like that, and it works. And the best kind is apple cider vinegar, just a little bit. I know people are like, oh my God, you smell like a pickle. Well, don't go out dancing that night, or, you know, it take a few minutes, then when you get with it. They're also telling us, help me here with what I'm seeing. The geek's showing me that there's something else that, like a different, little bit of avenue. Talk to me about what you did, Carrie, a little bit, because they're telling you you've got something else going on that you haven't explored in work-wise. You have another skill that's under the, you're keeping hidden.
Yeah, I've been doing some teaching at night, but I can't do that full-time because there's not enough money in it. So I've kind of put that on the side and have been trying to find something full-time for a while now.
Yeah, I'm seeing them having you checking and working and doing some other work that would be very busy in the daytime, is reading and checking out of people's stuff, like a book or an adult, and working with them and charging them an amount. I see you putting out your sign and making money with it.
Oh, okay.
Think outside the box.
Yeah, very much, yes. And I feel like that's going to come in. I feel that opportunity is going to be there. I feel like you're going to do, and you're going to make more money than you thought, as helping some of the other ones than just the teaching. I feel like you've got a really good eye for detail, and I feel that that's part of your gift. You haven't got it utilized with other people helping you. It's just been so much there. I feel like that's going to come. I'm also being told, like what she said, what the angels are going to tell you in a dream. So before you go to bed, ask the angels with it. Remember, when you first wake up and first go to sleep, that's your strongest energy, and they're going to tell you, this, try this, and you'll try something, and they're going to make you a better place for you than what you've been working at.
And I'm also getting that I guess they want you to wear or visualize the color blue.
Okay.
I'm just seeing blue. They want you to wear blue or something. Maybe that's what you're wearing when you get this new job offer. I'm just seeing blue. So if you're not normally drawn to blue, you know, go maybe get something that's blue that you feel. I think it'll also help you feel more calm.
Okay. Yeah, that's my favorite color.
Okay. Well, they like that color on you.
Yes. We love you, definitely. Go to psychicsgotwild.com. You might win. Tonight we're giving away a beautiful lapis lazuli necklace. It's a beautiful cabochon that is normal $25 value with a sterling silver necklace chain. And we'll be giving it away to one of our winners who writes into Psychics Gone Wild and tells us what their passion is.
Oh, cool.
So
I'll do it.
Go to Psychic Gone Wild. Oh, thank you. We love you. We're going on. We're running, grabbing. We've got other people calling in going, what's happening, JFL? What's happening is we're going here, and we're getting the show to work no matter what. We got a lot of callers. Hang on. Me and Kimberly are running through. We're whipping you out as fast as we can and in the door. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know. We're giving away that lapis lazuli. Now, lapis lazuli is a psychic stone. Kim, is there stones that you believe that you would wear that would enhance your psychic ability, or do you think I should leave my stones alone?
Well, I'm going to leave your stones alone, but I personally prefer angelite, and again, there's my angel. That's one of my favorite stones. So, and I do have some lapis lazuli. As a matter of fact, I have a piece in my pocket, and I rub my third eye with it.
Oh, excellent. See, now we're, you guys, where else do you hear it? Only the psychic's gone wild. We have friends asking me, we need to know, Jethro, what happened to the fact that every time we used to listen to the show, you would laugh and talk food, and we got nutritious recipes and the bad recipes that you made, and now you're not sharing the food, or are you keeping it all for yourself? Yes, Kathy McGillison, over in the basket. You know me. I'm eating everything I can. Actually, I've lost weight, my dear, and I'm very proud. We do bring in the recipes. I've got better than sex cake and a little bit of a chocolate coffee cake that is one ribbon. I want to, in memory and in thanks to my mother-in-law, Myrna Pike, that recipe came from her, the coffee cake. She just, in fact, last week went to the other side. I want to bless and thank all of the family there who remember it. But Myrna was not only a phenomenal restaurant worker, but she was an excellent, beautiful cook. The woman could make food that you've never imagined. So I want to thank her for not only sharing that recipe with me, but for those of you who knew on the show to listen, some of my ex's family still listen in. And, you know, we all take our hats off to our dear sweet Myrna. Everybody that's listening in, remember, you know, you go to psychicsoul.com and let us know what you've got. I'm reading these off. I got some of you guys writing me on Facebook and Skype. Please, I'm not being bragging. I've got so many people. Go to psychicsoul.com and I'll get you in. Some of these are a little older. I've got some people a little upset. Jethro, you never pick up your Facebook. I do, honey. I go in, I look at this work. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be passive by calling you honey tonight. I'm just really having a lot of sensitive energy. But I'm getting with it. But the best way to do is to get the reading with me. I do have sometimes. I'm open. Kim, tell me what you would say your passion with the angels is when you're working with someone and the angels are doing what? Fill that in that sense.
My angels are helping me. Because I am a healer, I don't always know what's coming in as far as what my hands feel. I'm kind of like the yellow pages and let my fingers do the walking. So I scan and my fingers go where, you know, my hands go where they want to go. And then I call on the angels because I ask them, okay, how do I help this person? And so I intend that they help me and they come through my hands and they heal. And I'm just a channel for that. And I believe that the angels will give me messages to relay to them. And again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I can tell you that, you know, look, something's going on in your throat. What do you think this means? Are you, you know, are you not speaking up for yourself? Or are you swallowing something? Or, you know, just different things like that. And the angels guide me to give them messages so that they can heal whatever the emotional issue is, so that they can get rid of that physical issue that's coming through. Because I'm a firm believer that anything that's going on in the physical body is brought on by something you're not dealing with emotionally. So I really feel that putting all that together, I'm able to intuitively help them if they're ready to help themselves through the healing and then sharing the messages that the angels share with me. I guess that's it in a nutshell.
Beautiful, Kim. That's very true. And I love what you just said, those of you tuning in. We want to hear more of Kim Jethro. Why are you always over there eating? This is the time I'm hearing something with peanut butter on it. What's happened? I'm not eating peanut butter. What are you talking about? Girl, you got peanut butter on your mind. And when you're thinking of a lot of energies of peanuts, it means strength, it means energy. It means find your basics. Find out where your family is. I think you're just fantasizing about the peanut man. So here we are. 7-7-0, what do you know? God, you guys, there's food tonight.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Kimberly.
This is my lovely Maddie.
Jeff, I didn't hardly recognize your voice when you first came on. I said, that's Jeff.
I'm good. I love you. I haven't been on for a while. Neither have I heard from you, my dear sweet one. How are you doing?
Yes,
you
were
all winners. You won.
I've been following you on Facebook, though. You've been sending me some good stuff.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a friend that helps me. Have you ever been on there? Ryan, Psychic Ryan is my son. He was my birthday present. He helps me on there, too.
Oh, really? Okay. No, you asked me, have I ever been on your son's timeline?
He helps me, and I'm on there. And so the stuff you're getting, I do some, and he does some. I cheat because he's a little better at finding it. Computer-wise, I'm scary. I can make the best food you ever want to have, but you don't want to put me near a car or a computer on a weird day.
Wow, that's cute. I don't have a question. I just want to, whatever you see, I'm open.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, okay. Your angels love you. You have a very a bubbly personality. Are you a caregiver or help people?
I love people, yes.
Okay, they really like that you help people. You don't come from a place of, like, you don't expect anything in return. You really just feel you love doing that. You love helping other people. It makes you feel good. And in turn, that makes them feel good. And they want you to know that you can call on them. Like, they want you to talk to them, not just randomly, like more often. Do you kind of only talk to them sporadically?
Angels, no, I do not, to be honest. But
okay.
I don't know which one is around me.
Well, Uriel's coming in right now.
Who?
Uriel. U-R-I-E-L.
Okay.
And also Gabriel.
Gabriel, okay.
Yep, those are the two, the main ones that I'm getting coming in. But you can call on any of them. And Jethro, because I'm sleep deprived, can you maybe share with her a little bit more? I mean, I know that Gabriel, he's funny. He's got a sense of humor, but maybe tell her a little more about Uriel.
Yes, and they're telling me that that's why. They're telling me that this is why the relationships has gone on with you like they have. Uriel is there watching over you, and he's joking, Maddie. He's saying he's got one hand on your shoulder and the other hand protecting your back. And that he feels like you have to watch. That you've had some relationships wanting to be with you, but they have to. It has to be both beneficial for you or them. They're telling me that he's watching you. That he's making sure that the knowledge is there with you that you don't get. I feel like you sometimes can get. You have to be careful that people don't want to date you or get the wrong idea or something there.
Oh wow! So Uriel is watching over me with my relationships.
And they're showing me that. And I keep feeling like that there's somebody in your life right now that is a past life. That's why I agree very much in what Kimberly's picking up. And Uriel's known for keeping the Akashic record. He's the one that's holding on to those memories. He's looking at you and he's saying, you've got somebody here and they're watching you and they're from the past life, and they don't want you to do the same thing they did. There's a little sadness. Am I correct that you're dating someone that's not able to commit, or there's something going on with someone that wants to be with you, but they're not beliefs like you believe?
I'm not dating anyone, but I do believe that there's someone that wants to be with me. I get hints all the time, and I get the way that he looks at me, but he never came through for as asking me out or what have you.
Well, I think that's because your angels are watching out for you.
Yeah, and that's why he's watching your back. I got to chill. See, this person and what is really there is we got to walk real careful with this one. They're saying that this person, whatever he did to you in the other life, they're not going to allow it again. I feel like he started out with you, and they say that it also was very much a situation that was becoming very much a situation that was going into the work, but they said you couldn't even get everything taken care of as quickly as you thought, that you could before the guys are watching it. I'm getting that very strong. They're telling me to also make sure that you don't let your guide work become too much right now on other things. I feel like your health is going through something. You're fighting to keep your energy where it needs to stay.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's where the other situations even doing another work for you. They said it would become even more stronger and more work that's going to be even with this. And this is where it is. And this person would have took your time from it. They don't want nothing affecting you that will do it.
Oh, wow.
Maddie, are you going to put in for the Lapis Lazuli necklace? You know you could win again. We want you to be our biggest winner yet because you've won a couple of times. We need to get you to win a couple more so you can be our grand champion.
I don't know how to go online to do it, Jeff.
Oh, well, let me tell you. www.psychicsgonewild.com website. On the left side on the fourth tab, it says on there, to enter, or it says to contact us, and you put in there right there on that left side, it'll come up, it'll say where to win those prizes, and put in your information. I am psychic, but you have to put your snail mail. We'll never share it with anyone, but I got to send it to you in the mail. Everything's free, and the winner will pick a winner tonight. We're giving away a Lapis Lazuli necklace thanks to Blue Moon Treasures.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen that on your site. Wow, this is interesting information. Very interested. So would that relationship ever come through? Because I do like this guy.
My head's shaking no.
No.
My head started shaking by itself. So I'm going to trust that. Now, you have free will.
Yeah.
But I think that your angels are, they're protecting you for you know, Jethro went into a little more detail than I did, but they're protecting you. I don't think they want you to go down that path again.
Okay.
Well, you can choose. You have free will to choose to go down that path again. Does that make sense, Jethro?
I agree. You're right on it. And I feel that that's what the test is. They're testing you a little bit, girl, too. They're saying that you do like him and it is there, but I feel like it isn't the right chemistry. And I feel like that's why I feel like there's going to be a change. I also feel like someone else is stronger that they want you with.
Oh, okay. Did they say where the other person's going to come through?
They're telling me that I feel it's coming here in the later part of fall, almost August into that time of the summer of that time. They're telling me that it's more close
August,
to there.
I got August, end of July or August.
We're getting August, girl. He's coming. The lights are on, and you are home. You must face it. You're addicted to love. Oh my gosh! And we the phone's going on the Maddie. Can you hear me? I'm going to tease you a little bit and let you go. Remember, you know, we love you. Stay wild. It's the way to be.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you.
Angel,
hanging on. Good night, my dear. We are going on, and we've got other people contacting. They said, Jethro, what has happened to your phones? And I said, our phone, the system has gone a little bit on the haywire, so don't go panic and just stay relaxed. It's Psyche Jethro and Kimberly Hyde going wild tonight. We're going to play a little bit of a song from our friend Malisa. This is the song that she put our show happy with, and she wants us to sing her song. All of you, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. There was that friend Amelie, so writing that song that she put in for it. We all love you. This is Psychic's Gone Wild at 773-897-6461. I say we, the phenomenal, intuitive, and fun person, Kimberly Hyde. Kimberly, we're getting through. We got a lot of wiring. I'm going to throw that wires away. And get right back on. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm doing great. I was dancing. And then I was laughing because I said, could you imagine my 12-foot Michael dancing with me? I mean, you know, he's pretty cool like that.
Yes, I can, and I love it. This is our Angel Reader phenomenal friend, and we've got a lot of people calling in. We're grabbing the phones, and we're having a little bit of a Mercury grab it, and so I know a lot of you have been getting bounced out, going back and forth. I picked up one, and somebody ordered fries. I can't get them for you. Wrong department. Really strange communicational things, but we got this phone working. 302, what about you? I know you've been waiting a while. I got you on. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for being patient. We're having a lot of technical difficulties.
Welcome. Do you have a name? I think I cut out.
Yeah, my name is Cindy.
Cindy, nice to meet you, Cindy.
You too.
Hey, Cindy, you've got the drummer back. I don't know where he came from, but welcome to Psychic's Gone Wilder.
You guys are just having too much fun tonight.
Absolutely, that's the only way.
Kimberly Falls, she drove all those miles and brought her wild energy to Florida. We were just calm until she showed up.
I don't know about that, Jethro. I think you're always a little wild.
That's true. What can we help you with, Cindy?
I'm just going to have a relationship question. Just want to see if you see anyone coming into my life this year.
September.
Oh my God.
September just flew in. Are you thinking about taking a trip?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, you might want to think about taking a trip. The angels, I'm getting a trip. And the angels will help you manifest that. Do you need a vacation? I think we all need a vacation. But
definitely need a vacation. I've only had a vacation now in about 6 years.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. Yeah, the angels want you to take a vacation. And I don't know that you'll meet this person on vacation, but something about the vacation will bring about this. I just get September, and you need to take a vacation. What are you getting, Jethro?
I agree. I'm also getting the guy's telling me that there's a new situation for you that has been pretty much going on there that's really intense. And they're telling me that it looks like, I feel like that she's talking about the trip and the travel, and I'm picking up why they're showing that vehicle and that energy of you doing that is also there's a transition for you going on right now. They want you to keep a new shift. The work is intense, but I feel like there's a shift coming for you in relationship. I feel like that what's been happening is over, it needs to change. That's what they're telling me.
Is it someone that I possibly know?
Yes, I feel like it is, and I feel like that it's not taking its course. And I feel that's what they're trying to show us. They're telling me there's a little bit of a problem here right now for you to get this going or things handled. All work and no play, Cindy. You know what they say, and they're telling me mm-hmm. that it's gone on too much. But there's a part of you that if you don't do it, no one else will there. I feel like you've been handled a lot of responsibility, and that's why no vacation.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I also want to bring up here, too, and this is kind of just for everybody, not just you, Cindy, but the angels will, if we're not taking care of ourselves, they kind of like, I wouldn't say they hit us over the head with a frying pan, but sometimes, they, you know, to get your attention, they'll do stuff like that. So pay attention to the little signs that you're getting because you need more play. And I just had a vision of you cranking up the music and dancing around the house.
Why do that all the time anyway?
They like that. That helps you bring out that playfulness. And it's like a stress reliever for you. But they really want you to take some time for you. That's the biggest thing that comes through for me is just taking that, like, vacation time and doing something.
Right, right.
So, and
yes.
The first response would probably be like, well, I don't have time to do that. But you have to make the time. Does that make sense?
It does,
like
this, but I really,
that wall,
I
that
really
wall
don't
goes
have
up. Well, you have time if you make the time.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It's like, kind of like making that doctor's appointment. You make that appointment and you go. It's kind of the same thing with your vacation or a trip.
Right.
You need to schedule it and then do it.
Yeah, that is true. The reason that I asked about the relationship thing is that I have a very dear friend who I think the world of, and about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we kind of had a little thing going on. He was pursuing me and paying a lot of attention to me, and all of a sudden he kind of dropped off the face of the earth, and I'm really missing him and just was wondering if maybe he just needed his time, his space, how he felt about me, if he would ever be coming back into my life.
Have you reached out to him?
I have. And I've let him know just recently that I am missing him, but got no response.
Something going on with him. I don't think it's you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we chit-chat from time to time. We'll text back and forth from time to time, you know, or holidays or something like that. Like, he did, you know, wish me a happy Mother's Day a few weeks ago when Mother's Day rolled around. But it's just, it's not the same as it used to be. It's very distant now, and I just can't seem to shake him or get him off my mind.
Do you cut cords?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you cut cords before?
No.
Okay, energetically, whenever we meet somebody, they plug in with cords. And so perhaps you need to cut those cords and plug them in. And a lot of times when people think about, we start thinking about people, it's because they're thinking about us, and that's where those cords come into play.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel almost as if you I think you got scared.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I think you're very, I feel like he thinks you're a very strong woman. It's as if, well, why does she need me? Does that make sense?
And he has told me that. He has told me I am a very, very strong woman. I'm an awesome woman. I'm strong. I'm more than he deserves, but that makes no sense to me.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I feel that he's got some of his own issues there, things that he's trying to sort out. Jethro,
mm-hmm.
Do you pick up that he'll come back through, or?
I do. I do pick that up, and I feel like, you know, going into another situation that's really working out for you with it. I feel that's very much what the situation. And they said that I feel that he's going to come around with that. And I feel like that's part of what's getting you, Cindy, a little bit of the energy there, is that it's there's something here with the angels that are telling me with him. Here again, we go with Uriel, and they're telling me this is karma, that you two are, this has to go its way and its time and not to rush it. They said, remember, this isn't your destination because the best is yet to come. So I you're going to be very adamant to me.
I've got goosebumps.
We love you, Cindy. We got to roll. I apologize. We're at that point where they're pushing and shoving, and we're down to 2 minutes left of the show. They took our show. We love it. We love
Cindy.
You, Cindy.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we are
you.
Giving away that wonderful prize, you guys, and the phones are going. Everybody's screaming, we're wild. Well, we know we're wild. Cindy woke up the drummer, and he's out there right now doing the drums. So for all of you that are having a wonderful psychic sound, wild, keep on drumming, keep on going. Go to psychicsoundwall.com. We're picking a person. Leslie Martellus from Texas, Austin, Texas. I have a passion for Gary Wimmer. Honey, I'm glad you do, because he's going to be here Monday. And he's here, a literacy man. He's phenomenal and passing on the other side. And we're glad, Leslie, you'll get that message in the mail. In Florida, probably within about 3 years, so I'm kidding, within 3 days. So we love you, and thank you for playing, and all of you guys that went in. We'll be doing more prizes, so keep going in. We'll keep those names, and we'll send out some more prizes there. I guess the drummer's gone back to sleep. We want to thank him for that. We don't know what that was, but we want to thank it. Kimberly Hyde, our phenomenal friend, tell everybody how they can get a reading from you.
You can contact me through your website, Jethro, which is at psychicsgonewild.com. And then also my own personal website is Kimberly Jo Height, KimberlyJoHighte.com, or my phone is 740-258-1319.
For all you Florida residents, I got a little secret for you. We're gonna do a little bit of a fun thing here. Do you want a tumbled? Get on there and type in the word Tampa Psychic, and you're gonna come up with a site. It's called TampaPsychics.com. Get on that site, schedule a reading. You've got Jethro Smith, Kimberly Heights, Elliot Victory, and a couple of other surprise people that you wouldn't probably know but would love to have a reading by. Come on in, swing in, call on the phone. Blue Moon Treasures will not only give you an excellent, phenomenal reading with these psychics, but they'll throw in a tumbled stone to go with it. We'll give you 8 choices of that. We're gone wild. We're going to have to head out the door because the cops are here. No, the cops aren't here. They can't catch us. We're fast. We love you. We've done nothing illegal. Just been fun. I hope you enjoyed the wild. This is Jethro Smith, psychic founder of this wild show with my wonderful new friend, Kimberly Heights. Yes, Kimberly will be back. We got a lot of people asking for you, Kimberly. Got to tell you, Jeff, this was the best show. Kathy and me had a good time. She drinks beer, and now we've had a party with you and Kimberly. Keep on drinking beer, my love.
Angel hugs and angel blessings, everybody. That's awesome. Cheers.
Great wild show, and we'll talk to you, like I said, Monday. Be ready to listen to Gary and Elliot Victory on Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central. Mercury's playing with my tongue. We will see you when you